Welcome to the TOD podcast. My name is Lola C. Wolf. I'm one of your hosts of the I Am X crew in company with Ebel and other shenanigans of our crew. Are we introducing the topics of diversity, life and death? This podcast is here to inspire, uplift, and make you realize what really matters in life. Another topic, another day. Some would give me the label feminism. Oh yeah. Hi and welcome back to the TOD podcast. It's Lola C. Wolf. And today I'm going to riff on a thought that randomly I wrote down, and it's a very feminism episode, you could say. My vulva, my value. There's always these shortcuts that I come up with as a mentor, usually, and you could translate it as like my body, my rights. And I've been recently thinking a lot about, despite, you know, the whole craziness of its world, I've never completely stated something like this in a certain episode, I think, before. I think it's been always a given to me that my body is my body, and therefore I make a choice what happens with my body. And so I want you to have a choice with your body too. I'm always talking about adults. I'm not talking about children. This is also not a children's podcast. So, if you're a bit of a younger listener, the simple principle behind it is that often enough, I still see people being boxed and labeled and tamed into someone else's perception of their body or their understanding of someone else's body, or people claiming that they have a right over someone else's body. It's the 21st century. No one should make choices about your body other than yourself. It's a different thing when we talk about children, as I said, but even then I think that when it comes to, for example, trans youth, I'm pro-trans youth and any concept, anything that we can do to help younger trans generation to become who they want to be is a progress that we need to do for a healthier and better future. And I just wanted to say that no matter the size, the shape, the color, the culture, the background, the gender, you are valued in your body. And no one, absolutely no one, not your partner, not your family, not some politicians that think they own women's body rights, can make a choice about what happens with your body. I know it's not a reality for everyone. I know there are struggling societies that are dealing with these concepts, especially when we talk about abortion. And if you're someone that had an abortion, I want you to know that you're still valued. You're still valid to me as a human being. Because I know the separations that can happen, especially between women, where another woman looks you in the eye and thinks you're disgusting because you had an abortion. And that is patriarchy. It's separation. It's disconnecting humanity. And it's something that we do not need in the 21st century. We need union and understanding. There is no simplicity to why someone had an abortion. There never is. And it's not your choice to judge that. It's not your understanding. It's not your story. So keep an open mind and an open heart when it comes to these stories. I stand for a future where women and those that identify as such are seen in their facets and their color and their wholeness and their spectrum of who they are. So if you ever feel like you don't belong because you have been in circles where there was a certain way of women portrayed, a certain way of women promoted. And I see it happen, especially in the mentoring industry, where we are advocating for sisterhood and rooms for women, and then at the end of the day, it's a white circle. People telling all these old stories over and over and over again. And we need to change that. I need you to listen. I need you to understand that this needs to stop and change. I am here for all types of women. Always under the umbrella that we're not harming anyone. That's an obvious given. But I think there are certain stories where it's not that simple to judge someone that easily. And if you're a person that bleeds and you feel like you're not seen in certain female circles, let me know you are seen. By me, by the IMX, by everything that I stand for and the community I represent. And if you're a guy that is listening now, I hope that this is something that you portray into this world as well, that no matter what, you appreciate the women that you have in your life. And you understand that dismantling the system is a work on both ends. We need you. I need you to listen and to do the work with us. So yeah, at the end of the day, it's my vulva and my value. Keep that in your mind. And I hope wherever you are in the world right now that you're having a great day or night. And I hear you next time on the TUD podcast.